We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Halva, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Yud. I hope that in this shir we're going to conclude this halacha. Rav Nosson Zal went on a tangent a little bit for a while to discuss, to get very involved in the topic of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, as it relates to the holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Now he brings us back to the original topic, which is loans. Ve'ikra ha'halvon imsheches michet odom arishim. The whole concept of people having to lend and borrow money originates from the sin of Odom and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. Shenigzar oz, that's when Hashem decreed be'itzovoin toichaleno, that with depression, with struggle, you'll earn your livelihood. Shemishom kol ho'anius v'dachkus ha'parnoso, that's the source of all poverty and struggle that people have related to monies and earning a living. V'alkein, and therefore, bizman she'Yisrael oisin ritzoin oishal mokoim, when the Jews are behaving properly, doing what Hashem wants us to do, Nemar Babrocha, in the blessings that Hashem gives us, it says there, Vehilviso Goyim Rabim, you, the Jewish people, will lend money to great nations. Va'ato loisilve, and you will never have to borrow. Vahavadato, you will give, you'll never have to be on the receiving end. Ve'ikar chet odom arishoin hoyo b'chinas pegam hoy emuna kamuva, and we know that the essence of the sin of odom arishoin was a lack of faith in Hashem. He went against the Hashem's instructions. He had to choose. They had to choose between listening to Hashem, listening to the snake, and they listened to the snake. Shemishom b'chinas pegimas hayoreach. And that's also what caused the defectiveness of the moon. Shemishom kol ho'anius, rachmona litzlan, kayadua, which is also the source of all poverty. The source of all poverty is based on the defectiveness of the moon, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. Ki chama ulevona heim bechinas mashpia umekabel, because the sun and the moon are a provider. The sun is the provider. The sun gives off light. The moon receives and reflects the light of the sun. Mashpia and Mekabel. Bechinas malve v'loive, just like a lender and a borrower. Bechinas, as the Tikkun Ezer says in Tikkun 44, page 79, Siharo love min shimsha. The moon receives from, but the term that's used is borrows from, the sun. K'mayshikosu b'zoyer HaKodesh. Machmash halavono nivgamo b'avoynoseinu. Because the moon has become defective and lacking as a result of our sins. We, the Jewish people, are compared to the moon. And the moon is directly affected by what we do. The mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and Torah that we do fills in the moon. It completes the moon. The sins that we do, chas v'shalom, cause a defect, a deficiency in the moon. Shemishom achizas hasitrachra, and that's also what gives power to the other side. Umishom kol ho'anius v'hadachkus v'ha'alvois, and that's also the source of all poverty and financial pressure and loans, people having to come on to others for borrowing. Alkain, because of the fact that this whole issue of lending and borrowing money is all coming from a defectiveness, from a place of pegam, etc., Alkain shuchiach moed hahachoshois vahakfirois bein hamalva valoiva. That's why you have many cases of denial and disagreements between lenders and borrowers. Shenimshach miasitrachra. This is all brought about from the other side, sheyoinekes mebchinas pegimas halavana vekatnusa, which draws strength from the defectiveness of the moon and the shrinking of the moon, the fact that the moon was made smaller, Shehu bechinas moichin de katnus. This is the term that's used in Kabbalah and Hasidus called moichin de katnus, small-mindedness, constricted consciousness, the opposite of moichin de gadlus. Shehu bechinas haloive. And that's what the borrower is all about, as we saw earlier in this halacha and previous halachas, that when a person has to borrow money from somebody else, they become eved, eved loive lishmalve. And we said eved is a concept of sleep. The Gemara says 9/10 of sleep in the world goes to the slaves and the servants. They're sleepyheads, they're lazy. And sleep is a concept of moichin de katnus, a constricted consciousness. When a person's asleep, 5% of their brain is working. So the loive, because of the fact that the loive is a concept of moichin de katnus, a concept of pegimas halavana, that's why he's very vulnerable to be attacked by the Yetzirah, for the Yetzirah to actually want him to lie, to deny the loan, to chas v'shalom, not to be 100% honest and proper. V'ikar pegam halavona, shemishom ha-halvo, hu bebechinas pegam emuna ha-protis, shu bechinas tor shebal peh, shi bebechinas levona. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, this whole concept of the defectiveness of the moon, which is what loans are connected to, is also a concept of a defect in faith, in the emuna haprotis, the detailed faith that we discussed in the previous year, shehu bechinas Torah shebal peh, which is associated with the oral Torah, shehi bebechinas levona, which corresponds to the moon. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki Torah shebechsav v'Torah shebal peh heim bebechinas chamo ulevona, kayadua. It's known in Kabbalah, in Hasidus, that the sun and the moon represent the written Torah and the oral Torah. Umachmaze biatzmoi osur lahalvois beloshtar. And it's for this reason specifically that you're not allowed to lend somebody money without putting it in writing. V'ikr koichoi shalamalva ala loive hual yidei ashtar. And the main power of the lender over the borrower, the main control, is only if it's in writing through the shtar. Because this borrower who fell, he fell financially, he fell in his faith in Hashem, in his ability to wait for Hashem to give him the money. No, I can't wait. Give me the money. Somebody lend me money. This person who fell in this way, this represents this is related to the shrinking of the moon, shehu bechinas pegam Torah shebal peh, which is also the concept of the defectiveness in the Torah shebal peh, bechina, meaning that people aren't studying it, people aren't relating to it the way they're supposed to, bechinas pegam emuna haprotis, which is a defect, a deficiency in the emuna prati. We said that the written Torah gives us faith in very general terms. It's when you get into the oral Torah that it gets very specific, exactly what you can and can't do, where you can and can't go. That detail, the emuna bepratis, is only in the Torah Shebal Peh. We don't have it in the Torah Shebechsav. And we said that the fact that a person falls to a state of having to borrow money means that there's a pegam in the emuna pratis, and therefore a pegam in the Torah shebal peh. V'alkein ein lahamalve lismoich al divrei haloiva bal peh. And this is why the lender cannot rely on the words of the borrower. Shemavtichoi, who promises leshalim loy, to pay him. Why? Because the fact that he had to borrow money implies that his Torah Shebal Peh is a little defective, that his oral stuff is defective. And that's what led him to have to borrow money. Therefore, I need it in writing. I need a piece of paper. Shehu bebechinas Torah shebichsav, That represents the written Torah, Shehu Bechinas Emuna Ha'ikoris, which is the real basic Emuna. Shezois HaBechina Adayin Nishara Etzloi, whereby that concept, the Emuna Klolis, the Emuna Ikoris, is still there. That has not been damaged. That can't be damaged to a degree. Ki Zois HaBechina Nisheres Tomid Kanal. Because this Emuna Ha'ikari, that always remains. It's the Emuna Prati, that's where a person has their major ups and downs. And this is a very important concept in Kabbalah, in Hasidus, to know that Hashem created the world and designed the world in such a way, lahavdil, just like when a builder designs a building. They put in the electric system, they put in the this, they put in the that, and then what? And then they put in the backup generator, and the backup this, and the emergency lights. Why? Because we know that in real life, in reality, there's very often situations like that, that the normal system becomes defective or something, and if you don't have backup, you're finished, chas v'shalom. Kaviyochel, by Hashem also, we're told, for example, that in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's two parts to it, kaviyochel. There's the Yud Kei and the Vav Kei. The Vav Kei, the union between the Vav and the Hei, is regulated by our actions and deeds. When we do good deeds, we unite them. When we commit sins, we cause a separation, chas v'shalom, between the Vav and the Kei, and that causes all kinds of problems. The Vav Kei. A separation between the Vav and the Kei. Whereas the Yud Kei, we're told, are train rein deloy misparshin. They're like Siamese twins. They are two friends who are inseparable. Hashem has made it impossible to break that connection. So that backup generator is always there. So that even if we fall, even if we commit tremendous sins, and we do damage to the Vav Kei connection, there's that backup generator which still gives us enough life, enough spirituality to hold us until we repair, until we fix, until we do tshuva, until what we need to do to repair the Vav Kei connection. Here also, we're told there's two levels of emuna. There's emuna ha'ikari, which applies even to non-Jews. We said earlier, even the non-Jews have that to a degree. But then there's the emuna prati, which is what separates the Jews from everybody else. That's the detail. That's the Torah Shebal Peh, Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, Shulchan Aruch, everything. The millions of pages of detail of Torah. So now we're being taught, and when we mess up, usually it affects only the Emunah Prati. The Emunah Kloli is still in place. And now we're saying the Emunah Kloli and Prati are the written Torah and the oral Torah. So because of the fact that the written Torah, the connection to the written Torah is something which we can almost never break, therefore, when we get into situations, when we get into a loan situation, which we know right away is problematic, it's not first choice. First choice is a person spends what they have. They spend what's theirs. They don't spend someone else's money. But in certain unusual circumstances, a person has to borrow money and a person has to lend money, etc. But there we have to know that that's a situation that requires extra caution. And one aspect of the caution is the written document here. Because we can't rely on, we can't trust the borrower's connection to the Torah Shebal Peh in orally, because we see that there's defect over there. The fact that he had to borrow implies something is imperfect in the connection to the Torah Shebal Peh. Aval al dvorim Shebal Peh ein lismoich. And therefore, when it comes to loans, we cannot rely on oral statements. Ki bebechinas ha-halvo nivga bechinas bal peh. Because if we're dealing in the area of loans, it means that the Baal Peh has become defective. Shehu Bechinas Emuna HaProtis, which is the detail Emuna, the Torah Shebal Peh. And now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies. Ki be'emes roi l'chol odom she'yamoid b'diburoi. The truth is, a person is supposed to stand by his word. If a person says they're going to do something, that should be enough. That's a 100% commitment, and the person's not going to forget what they said and not deny what they said and not commit to half of what they said. Even if a person only makes an oral agreement without a written document, because that's called 100% emuna, that's called real emuna, that a person can be trusted even if he just says he's going to do something. We know that he's a man of his word. If he says he's going to, you know, it's solid. That comes from the detail emuna, which is associated with the oral Torah. That's what the real holiness of the Jewish people is all about. That's what makes us special, different than all the other nations of the world. However, once we've learned that a loan is the result of a defect in emuna prati, al kein osur lismoch al dvorav bal peh kanal. That's why, you know, you can't rely on the borrower's words, on what he says. Utzrichin rak lekabel shtar biksav. You have to only accept a written piece of paper, shenim shach mebchinas Torah shebiksav, which draws its power from the written Torah, bechinas emuna ho ikarit, which is the most basic emuna, sheze nishar tomid afilu beis hapegam v'kanal, which remains strong even when there's a defect in emuna. It only affects the outer circle. It affects the Torah shebal peh. It usually does not reach into the Torah shebichsav. V'alkein ikur smichus hamalve hu al karkois. And this is also why when a lender lends somebody money, usually one of the most important things that he's relying on is that the person has property, person has real estate, real stuff, immovable stuff, that I know if he doesn't pay me back the $25,000 or the $250,000, he's got a building, he's got a fee, he's got things, he's got property that I can that it's attached to. Sheheim nechosim sheyesh lehem achrayis. The Gemara calls that possessions which have liability, which have they are responsible. Ki karkois hein bebechinas Torah shebichsav. Because property is associated with the written Torah. Bebechinas emuna ho ikaris, that basic emuna, shehi kayemes tomid, which is permanent, immovable. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'ho'oretz le'olam omedes. The earth stands permanently. The earth, the ground, is something that you can't move. Bechinas shchon eretz ure'ei emuna. And we see also a connection between the earth, the karka, and emuna. The pasuk says, live in the land, live in Eretz Yisrael, and draw from its emuna. So we see that property is associated with emuna. Which emuna? The written Torah, the most solid emuna, the emuna that's unshakable, immovable, unchangeable. That's the emuna of the written Torah, the Torah shebichsav. And that's why when we get into a loan situation, we want to make sure that it's in writing. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to add something, the cherry on top. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Ubozeh tire niflois. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you're going to understand something incredible. For people who deal with the world, for people who deal with Jews and non-Jews, look what Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. She'alkin, based on what we've explained here, ho'akum, the non-Jews, she'achizosan hu rak bebchinas Torah shebichsav kanal, whereby their connection to Hashem is only through the written Torah, the oral Torah, they have nothing to do with it at all. Al kein he machmirim beyoiser livli lismoich klal b'shum dovar al dvorim shebal peh. That's why you'll observe that in the secular courts, and especially among non-Jews, a word don't mean nothing. He said, she said, they said, They don't even want to hear that stuff. That's a joke. That has no value at all whatsoever. Ve'ein mekablim shum taina, v'afilu shum bakosha, ein mekablim kiim b'ksav daika. They don't accept any kind of request or plea or anything unless it's in writing, submitted in writing. Kayadua darkem bozeh, as is known, their conduct in these matters. If there, it's only if you put it in writing, send us a fax, send us a written, don't mean nothing. She told me, who told you? What told? Ki etzlom nifgam ma'oid b'chinas emuna ha'protis. Because by them, the emuna protis is totally not either not there at all or totally upside down. Shehi b'chinas Torah shebal peh, which is the connection to the Torah shebal peh. They don't have it, or if they do, it's very, very weak. Alkein, therefore, ein etzlom shum ne'emonus bal peh. They don't believe anybody on what they don't trust anybody on their word. Avol Yisrael am kodosh, whereas the Jewish nation, lahavdil, the holy nation, simchim bekama dvorim gam al dvorim shebal peh. We do rely in many instances on a word, a verbal and oral commitment. Kihem chazokim gam be'emuna protis, because Jews are strong not only in the Torah shebichsav but in the Torah shebal peh, which is the detail emuna shubchinas Torah shebal peh kanal. Rak beinyan halvois umasa umaton ukeyotze. It's only when it comes to loans or business, doing business or things like that, tzrichim shtar. There we require a written document. Because those situations are the result of a defectiveness in the moon, because the moon became defective, because they ate from the Eitz Hadas. This is a result of the damage that was done. Which implies that the Torah Shebal Peh is defective in a sense, or our connection to the Torah Shebal Peh is defective. Kigam shar masa umatan nimshar gam kein mishon. Because not only loans, but all business transactions that people do also are related to the Torah Shabbat, to this. Shetzrichim levarer nitzoitzois shenoflu al yidei chet odom rishon. The reason why Jew people need to buy and sell and transact and transfer ownership is all based on the fact that when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, there are holy sparks that fell into different places. And the only way we can rescue and restore those holy sparks and return them to their proper place is by putting them through an assembly line. Lahavdil, just like when you make a car or any major item, there's an assembly line. And you have people all along the way interacting with that car. This one adds the brakes to it, this one puts a wheel on, this one puts paint on it, each one putting on their piece. So too, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that everything in this world has to go through an assembly line. First, he has to own it for 6 months, 12 hours, and 1 minute. And then at that point, it goes over, he sells it to this person who holds on to it, then he loses it, and this one finds it. All of that is part of this is processing of tikkun, the tikkun for the sparks, the holy sparks that are found in these items, which are getting a tikkun. In addition, the people who are interacting with these items are also getting a tikkun. We need a tikkun and they need a tikkun. And that's why the person has to be married to a particular house or car or book, whatever it is, for a certain unit of time, so that the book gets its tikkun, the person gets his tikkun, and then it's ready to go on to the next phase. Phase until everything's the tikkun for everything will be completed. Shubchinas pgam alavona pgam amuna kanal kayodua, as is known. V'alkein tzrichin ksav daiko. That's why when it comes to loans or business transactions, renting an apartment, buying, put it in writing, get it in writing. Avol ein machmirin kolkach shia hakoil b'chsav daika kamoisam. However, we don't go nuts like the non-Jews or the secular people, that everything has to be in writing. We don't write contracts that are 600 pages that nobody can read, like you find in most of these, in the secular operation. contract with fine print and this print and that print, and you need to have a doctorate in law and everything to figure out what it says there and everything. We put it in writing among Jews, but again, it could be a one-page document, a one-page agreement that defines the basic agreement, the basic terms of the loan or the rental or whatever it is. Ki Eitzel Yisroel, because by the Jews, afilu bebchinas ha-pegam chas v'shon, even when we're in a state of pegam, even when we're in a state of imperfection, and there's defects and deficiencies, loy nifgam kol kachas v'shon k'mo Yetzlan, it's nowhere near as bad as what it is by the non-Jews, by these other. V'alkein bekamo dvorim soimchem etzlenu gam al dvorim shebal peh. And that's why regarding many things among Jews, we do rely on a verbal commitment, a verbal agreement. Ki Yisrael yesh lehem ne'emonus gam al peh. Because Jews do have a level of trustworthiness even when it comes to oral. Ki heim chazokim gam bebechinas emuna ha'protis. Because the Jews are strong even in the detail emuna, shehu bechinas Torah shebal peh, which corresponds to the oral Torah. Baruch Hashem. These are insights that Rav Nosson Zal gives. People learn Shulchan Aruch or people live, and they have no idea what's going on. Like, why? Like, why did Hashem design the world in such a way that people have to lend and borrow all of this stuff? And this is part of what the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chassidus fill in, which make it so much more attractive to want to learn Gemara, to want to learn. There are people who are afraid that if you get involved in this, you're not going to learn Gemara, you're not going to learn. On the contrary, a person who learns, especially Breslov Sforim, your eyes are open to realize that the Gemara is not what I thought it was. There's so much spirituality. It's not just cows bumping into horses and paying half price, full price. There's much more serious, much incredible spirituality involved in what's going on. And this is the eye-opening that the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus give us, which should be an inspiration for us to want to learn Chumash, Tanakh, Gemara, Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, Shulchan Aruch. That's the right way, to have all the whole picture. There's no such thing as learning Chassidus or Kabbalah without having Torah Shebach Savim, Torah Shebavu, without having the written Torah or the oral Torah, because it's all based on that. Kabbalah and Chassidus are all based on Gemara and Shulchan Aruch and the written Torah. Now we go on to the next halacha, halacha hey, different world. This is based on chapter 33 in Likutei Moran. Inyan milva bishtar, regarding lending and borrowing with a written document, shetzrichen li zoher lahalvois bishtar daika, that we have to be extremely careful to make sure to put it in writing specifically. Sheoz eino yochel lichbor. Then it's much, much more difficult for the borrower to deny and to play games, all kinds of things. Kimoy shehizhira boyseinu zal alze mo'oid. As our rabbis warn us about this very strictly, this isn't a joke, this is serious. Even among friends, especially among friends, especially among relatives, put it in writing so that there's no confusion, there's no, but I thought you meant this. Didn't you mean that all of that? When it's in writing, much less chance of that. Kimavur b'Gemara, as is explained in the Gemara. Al pi ha-toira mi ha-ish ha-chofetz chayim. This halach will be based on chapter 33 in the Likutei Moran. Ayin Shem, study that chapter to have a clear understanding of the concepts that are going to be mentioned here. Aleph, ki ha-halvo nimsheches al yedei sheyesh yemei toiv v'yemei ra. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk in Mishlei or Koheles, where the pasuk mentions the term good days and bad days. And the whole concept of a person borrowing money is based on this concept that the Torah uses this term, that there's such a thing called bad days. Ki ha-halvo machmas chisoron ha-parnoso. Because usually a person takes a loan because they don't have, they're not making enough money. They don't have enough money. She'ein loy ato, which he doesn't have right now. Right now, this minute, today, I don't have money that I perceive I need. Umetzape, however, if the person is honest, he would not borrow money unless he expects to give it back. So if he's borrowing money, it's based on the fact that he's hoping, shela'achar eze yomim, right now, if you ask him how are things, not that good, not that great. And that's why he's borrowing money. But he's doing it based on the fact that he's hoping that in a couple of days or a couple of weeks or a couple of months, or a couple of minutes, the economy is going to change, my situation is going to change, my mother-in-law is going to have a change of heart, whatever it is, and I'm going to get the money and I'll give it right back. What's the big deal? Yuchal shalim lo, he'll be able to return the money that he borrowed. V'ze machmas shechoyshev she'ato hazman etzloi b'chinas yemei ra. And again, this is all based on the fact that this person's perception is that right now, at this, things are not that good for me. I don't have what I need now. That's called yemei ra. Shemishom kol chisoron haparnosa. And yemei ra, bad days, means days when a person is not getting the full amount that he needs. He's not getting paid the full amount that he needs. He's not earning the full, whatever it is, or he doesn't have the full amount. V'alkein hu loive mechaveroi, and therefore he goes there and borrows from a friend, sheyamtin loi, because that person is willing to wait. How long? A day, a week, a month, 5 years? He's willing to wait. Ad sheyavru hayamei ra, until this difficult period, or this bad period that I'm going through right now will pass, things will get better for me, and then, of course, I'll be able to return the loan. K'moy sherogil b'fi ho'ilam lo'imar b'chol pam. Rav Nosanel says, as we find this is a normal way that people speak, that they say, shehazman ra'ata, things, times now aren't that great. Things aren't that good right now. That's the tzait is schlecht. This, right now, it's not so good. That's a normal way that people speak. U'be'emes, whereas the truth is, kol yemei chayeyem oimrim kein. Most people are busy saying that all the time. They're always, things right now aren't that great. How you doing? Not that great, not that good. People, that's a norm in the world. And Rav Nosson Zal says, Umei oidi ad hayoim. From when I was first born till today, ani zoicher, I remember, she'oimrim b'chol pam kein, that this is the way people talk. That people have gotten into a habit of talking like, wow, times now are really difficult. You know, I went to the store, I went to the buy, you know, the prices went up. You know, wow, things now are really tough, and things aren't that great, and things. V'chein badoirois hakoidmin, hoyu oimrim b'chol pam zeh. And Rav Nosson says the truth is, in previous generations, they sang the same song. The people who weren't really super believing in Hashem, that's how they talk and that's how they live. That's their perception of life, that things are never that great, that they never have enough and they never have what they need. And they're always wanting to buy things that they don't have the money for. V'oz yuchal esalikloi. And the person figures when this bad period passes, then I'll be able to, things will get better and I'll be able to pay him. And for this reason, every good Jew has to try to stay far away from borrowing money. When the bank sends you a letter, dear Mr. So-and-so, we love you. We've heard about what a wonderful person you are, and we're offering you these 3 credit cards. You can borrow and borrow and borrow and keep, you know. And the person says, wow, I didn't realize what a great guy I was. I didn't realize that everybody knows how great I am. I wonder. And I didn't realize that there are so many sweet people in the world. Imagine in the business, banks, people say they're crooks and crooks. Look how nice they are. They're willing to, they're giving me this thing, mama. I just put it, you put it in the machine and boom, you take out money. It's like magic. כי צריכים להאמין שגם בהימי רבי עצמם יש טוב. Because Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likutei Moran, a religious Jew has to believe that even in bad times, what people call bad times, there's good in there. Bechinas yemei toiv. There's good days within the bad. It's not all bad. It's not bechinas, as the pasuk says, uveyoyim ro re'ei. And on a bad day, look. Look carefully, buddy. Look carefully and then tell me it's a bad day. If you look honestly, you're going to find 100 good things in your life. You know how lucky you are, bum idiot? 100 years ago, they didn't have refrigerators. You know how lucky, you walk into your house, and if the fridge, if the light isn't burning perfectly, if the ice cream went up to 21 degrees instead of 20 degrees, the texture, Prince says, wow, you know? Nothing is right. Nothing in my life is good. Look at this. The ice cream isn't even frozen the way I like it. Or it's too cold, you know. And the person doesn't know that 100 years ago there was no such things as a refrigerator. There was no such thing as being able to keep food for more than a week or so. And the luxuries that we have today that we take for granted. So simple. You walk into a store, you buy a shirt. You know, the price went up on shirts. You know that a couple of years ago, you wanted a shirt, you had to order a shirt, and it took a month, or it took a way to, and then you came back a month later to see if they made it right, if it fits you, if it does. Today there's 3,000 shirts there to pick one, the blue with the white stripes, and the white with the blue stripes, and every kind of thing. And it's terrible. Difficult times today. We're really definitely going through rough times today. Re'ei Daika, the pasuk says, look. Specifically, as it says then, V'oz bevadai yuchal lahasig parnasosoi dvaryoim beyoimoi. If a person will look with the right eyes, if the person will know that even though the whole world is singing this song of bad times and difficult times, I don't buy it. I know within the bad times, I am so lucky, Baruch Hashem. I have a roof over my head, I'm married, I'm wearing clothes, clean clothes, I was able to take a shower, the whole list of thousands of things that are good in my life. When the person will realize that, he'll be able to have what he needs on a daily basis. And he will not have to come on to borrowing money and getting into debt. Because even a person who's involved in doing business with non-Jews or non-religious people, tzorich leida ulahamin, the person has to know and believe shegam shom nimtza Hashem yisporach, that Hashem even exists among the goyim. Hashem is even there. Ki bechol l'shoinois, as Rabbi Nazal says, in all the languages of the goyim, there's holiness. There is some holiness. We know that there are certain words in Lashon Kodesh that come from secular languages. The word toitofois, tefillin. The Gemara says tat in Caspian means this, and in African it means that. And throughout Rashi Olam Mefarshim, we see where Greek words, those that are learning daf yomi in Shkolim a few days ago, you have a Mishnah that discusses the shekel coin that's given, and it discusses the kupot, the charity boxes that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, whether it had on it Aleph, Beis, Gimel, or Alpha, Beta, Gamma. Whether the letters on it were Hebrew letters or Greek letters. Greek letters in the Beis HaMikdash? Yes, Greek letters in the Beis HaMikdash. That there is some Kedusha, there is some holiness even there. Even in the other languages, even among the Goyim. Because within all the languages of the Goyim are cloaked and hidden the letters of the Torah, the Chulu, etc., as Rabbi Nazal elaborates over there in Likutei Moran. Remember, he's giving us short excerpts of that chapter in Likutei Moran. If you want the full detail, you have to look it up. Umi Shemamin Bozer, and a person who believes this, who believes that there's no such thing as bad days, period. Even the bad days, there's good. And if I don't have the money right now, maybe I don't need that third car. Maybe two cars is enough just for another couple of months until I make my next 50,000, 100,000, and then I'll be able to buy the car, be able to pay cash for it. Why take a loan and very good interest rates and the credit card and everything, and then something goes wrong and the person's in jail, Rahman al-Islam, because he got him debtor's prison. Who knows how people get themselves tied up in knots? So a person who believes this, Bekoyach HaTzadik HaKoyfe Es Yisroi, and through the power of the true tzaddikim, who are zeche to overcome the bad completely, they're able to defeat the Yetzirah, their evil inclination, Bevadai Lo Yechzer Lo Parnasosoi. That person will never be lacking in Parnasa. They'll never feel they're lacking in anything. I need this, I don't have this. They don't have that shopping list of the things they don't have, the things they need, or I have to have this. Because this person will be able to find holiness, he'll be able to find the letters of the Torah in all the secular languages. And to be able to build Torah even from within the secular languages, even within the Ra. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Oisei Dvoroi, they make the words, Lishmoya Bekoil Dvoroi, to be able to hear the sound of Hashem's words. V'chulu, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'oz bevada yia nimshech loy shefa toivo ubrocha al yidei ha-Torah. And when a person is zeicha to complete the Torah, when a person, not only does he study Torah regularly, but he also gets to a level where he's able to recognize the Torah that's found among the other nations, even in their letters. He's able to find the good within the bad and connect that to the good. Then he has total good. Then he has perfected everything. Then that person receives full shefa and blessing, shemavarer ubayna misham, which he extracted through the Torah, which he extracted and built up from the other side, even from the Emeira. Ki haTorah hi mekoyer habrocha vashefa, because the Torah is the source of all blessing and all sustenance. So when the Torah is not whole, is not complete, then the person feels all that is lacking, all that is chisroinus. When a person is zeichet to complete the Torah, to complete his connection to the Torah, then suddenly he's not lacking anything. He doesn't feel he's missing anything. Achal yidei hisgabrus hayemei ra al yemei toiv. However, unfortunately, when the yemei ra becomes stronger over the yemei toiv, when the person's perception is, my whole life, I never had a good day, nothing's good, you know, almost never had anything good, or the whole world is suffering now, everyone is struggling, that's how people talk now, everyone is struggling, nobody has. When that happens, ad shenela mimenu, shegam shom bahimei ra'a ba'atzmom nimtzatoiv, to the point where this person can't see and realize that even within the bad days, there's good in there, there's so much good in there, there's so much good going on. That prevents this person from being able to discover the letters of the Torah, the presence of Hashem that's found within his business dealings, within what he's doing. And then Hashem is forced to shrink the flow of sustenance to that person. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, that when the more the Ra becomes stronger, the more Hashem is forced to hide the light, or to limit the light, or to constrict the light, so that they shouldn't pounce on it, and they shouldn't draw too much power from it. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes the writings of the Arizal. The Arizal mentions that on Purim is the only day of the year where a Jew is allowed to and instructed to get drunk. If he won't, chas v'shalom, commit any sins or do terrible things in the process. So the Arizal explains, one of the reasons for this getting drunk is that when a person is drunk, they become senseless or almost senseless. 98% of their brain is gone, is scrambled, fried, because they got drunk. They're operating with 2% of their brain or something like that. Now, the Gemara says, supposed to get drunk to the point where he won't know the difference between Aror Haman and between cursing Haman and blessing Mordechai. He won't be able to differentiate with them. And if he won't differentiate, what's he going to do? He's going to say Baruch Haman. Baruch Haman, what are you, nuts? What could be worse than that? But he's drunk. If he was saying that when he's fully conscious with a full brain, then that's a bracha. That's a 100% bracha. If he's saying it with 2% brain, then it's giving Haman, it's giving the other side a little bit, just what they need to exist, just the minimum that they need to exist, not enough for them to overpower the Jewish people, chas v'shalom, or to be able to harm us in any way, or any of that kind of thing. This is a deep concept that's discussed in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. And again, when a person is dwelling on the Ra, when the person doesn't see the good within the Ra and everything, then Hashem shrinks the Shefa, then Hashem is forced to limit how much that person is getting, and then the person is forced to have to borrow. They can't pay their electric, they can't pay the most basic expenses, Chas v'shalom, She'soiver, because the person thinks She'ato hem yemei ra, that right now we're in a bad, I'm experiencing a bad day, a bad week. So I can't possibly fulfill all my obligations using just my own money. V'hayemei toiv yavoyu achakein. But we know times change. People say times change. So time will change. V'yasale, and then I'll return the loan. V'alkein b'emes. And that's why the truth is, Kevon Shebo Lidei Havois, those people who fall into this trap, who start borrowing and borrowing, Shesuiver She'ato Em Yimei Ra, because he thinks that right now it's Yimei Ra, I'm sorry, Kosheloi Mo'id She'yetze Mehem. Usually it's very difficult to get out of that. To get out of that hole. Once a person starts borrowing repeatedly, chas v'shalom, it becomes very difficult to put an end to it and to pay back, to return all the monies that they owe. V'al piroiv einoi mesalik bizmanoi. And in most cases, even if they do pay back, it's not on time. It's not when they said they were going to return the money. They took a loan for 30 days, they end up paying it off over a year, over 2 years, chas v'shalom. As the Gemara says, Halavai Sheyifra Bezmonai. We wish that he'll pay it back on time. Halavai Vadai. But that's what you need to know, be aware of. If only he could pay it back on time. Kimeachar She'eno Imamen, Shegambi Yemea Rabbi Atzman Yesh Toiv. Because once this person has fallen to a place where they don't realize that during these bad times, it's not all bad, it's good. Just because I can't buy that third car, I'm doing great. I have two cars, I'm a lot more better off than a lot of other people. What am I, nuts? I'm gonna go borrow now? A person who has two cars, three homes, and the bank is willing to give me a tour, I'm gonna be stupid enough, nutty enough, to take the loan? What am I, nuts? Or my wife thinks that we need this thing and that thing, we need it? Well, wait. When we'll have the money, when Hashem gives us the money, then we'll know that we need it. If he didn't give us the money, obviously Hashem understands we don't need it right now. Because if we needed it, Hashem has no problem providing the money for what you need. And sometimes if you don't have the money, it's a message, it's a text message from us saying, hey buddy, you don't need that right now. If you get that right now, it's only going to make your life worse. Now, it's not going to improve your life. That third car is going to give you more tzaras to chashon than you ever imagined. Ki me'achar she'enoi ma'amin she'gam b'yamei rab atzman yesh toiv, because if this person is on a level that they don't realize that in the yamei ra, they're still good, eich yasig yamei toiv. How in the world is he going to get to good days? If he can't find, if he can't recognize the good within the bad, how in the world is he going to get to 100% good? Ki be'emes hayimei toi v'yimei ra heim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Because the reality is, when the Pasuk says in the Torah, Yemei Tov, Yemei Ra, every single day has Toi V'ra, has good and bad in it. Rak kol echot kifim Hashem izgabra al Yitzroi, lahagbara Toi V'la. It's just that each Jew, to the degree that he succeeds in overcoming his own Ra, each one of us is fighting a battle inside our heart. The right side against the left side, the Yetzer Tov against the Yetzara. To the degree that we succeed in the good side, overpowering the bad side inside of us, kein nimshach olo b'chinas yemei toiv. To that degree, Hashem turns on the faucet, and the person is getting everything they need, or they realize that they have everything they need. Sometimes it's just a matter of perception. You have the guy who lives next door, who has a house with 12,000 square feet, an indoor pool, an outdoor pool, three-car garage and everything, and you look at the guy's face, he wishes he were dead. He wishes he had the guts to kill himself, because living is much more painful than dying for this guy, because his kids are complaining, their iPhones, they only have an i4, and they know somebody's got an i6 already, so what's my life worth? What's my life worth if every kid is looking at me like I'm the worst daddy in the world because he only has an i4 and an i5 and I didn't get him the i6 and his friend in school has the i6 and the other kid's driving a Jaguar and he's only driving a, you know. So life is miserable. Miserable, and daddy's miserable and everything's miserable. And to the degree that a person does not overcome his own ra, he doesn't conquer his own Yetzirah, his own Midas Roes, his Gaiva, his Kas, his Kinah, his jealousy, all the Midas Roes, Chas V'Shalom, then to that degree, he sees bad. He sees his life is bad, his house is no good, his wife is no good, his car, everything's bad. It's all Yemei Ra. V'hoikar, the most important thing is, Shetzorech L'Stakel Heitev. Person has to have good eyes, get your glasses cleaned, open your eyes wide. Ulahamin, and to believe, Shigam boho rabi atzmoi, that even during the depression, even during the worst times, Bechinas Yemei Ra, which the whole country, the whole city says that right now we're going through a difficult times, Gam Shom Yesh Toiv, there's good in there. Because Hashem is everywhere. And Hashem is in today. And if Hashem is in today, then today's a good day. There's a lot of good in today. And therefore, whereas a person who has fallen into borrowing money, he's borrowing left and right. It's because, again, he feels he don't have anything. His house is nothing, his car, he doesn't recognize the good things he has whatsoever. He just knows he doesn't have that, and therefore he's borrowing to get this and borrowing to get 100 things that he needs, that he doesn't have. And therefore, bevadai koshel oilotzeis mechoivis. For such a person, it's very difficult to get out of that trap, to get out of that ditch once a person gets into it. Because the ra gets stronger, the bad gets stronger. Because of the fact that this person hasn't been trained, hasn't been educated to look at the good within the bad, to see the good in what he thinks is bad. Because that's what gives the Yetzer power. That's what gives the Yetzer strong. A person who doesn't know how to find the good in their situation and focus on the good in their situation, that person is vulnerable. The Yetzer is going to kick him and punch him and spit. He's going to tie him up in 100 knots. He's going to get him to take loans from every bank in the way and bury him, chas v'shalom. Ve'alkein be'emes hizhi Rabbeinu Zal. And this is why the truth is that Rabbeinu Zal warned us, she'yizoher me'liyos balchoiv, that a Jew should avoid, to whatever degree they can, getting into debt, owing anybody money. U'befrat mi'sheroitze la'ases tshuva. And especially if we're talking about a person who was not religious for part of their life, or a person who knows that they committed sins and they want to improve, they're trying to improve, that person for sure has to avoid borrowing, avoid getting into debt. Kama shekosu b'sefer Aleph Beis HaKodesh, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer HaMidos, which is called Aleph Beis, v'ze l'shoine, these are his words, mi sheroitze loshuv, a person who wants to do tshuva, yizoher me'liyos balchoiv, should be careful not to get into debt. No borrowing. Kimeachar she, why? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Kimeachar she'edea bi'atzmo shechoto, because since this person knows that he did sins, v'higbir ora latoiv, which means he allowed the bad to overtake the good inside of him. There's the battle, the good against the bad, the Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. He allowed the Yetzer Hara to win, and he went ahead and actually committed sins. He listened to the Yetzer Hara instead of the Yetzer Tov. V'ato roitzer loshuv, and now he's trying to change, now he's trying to improve, he's trying to turn things around. V'ikrat tshuva al yidei shemoytzei atoiv b'toch harabi atzmoi. And we know that in order for a person to do tshuva, they must be able to find good within the bad. Because if a person perceives himself as all bad, he ain't going to do tshuva. If I am only, if I'm terrible, I'm no good, there's nothing good about me, then there's nothing to discuss about doing tshuva or anything like that. Or if things are all bad, if a person looks at their situation as all bad, again, there's no way in the world that they're going to get the energy and the motivation that to improve. It's only umam, and it's only if the person believes shadayin yesh boitoiv, that there still is good in him. Ve'yesh loy tikva loshuv, and there is hope for me to return, for me to fix everything. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Ubikashtem mishom es Hashem alekecha. You will seek Hashem from there. Where is from there? In the mud. When you're still down, when you're not in the holiness yet. You're still there, you're still outside, and you're not one of those guys who say, oh, here I can't be religious. If I get to move, if I move to a totally religious neighborhood, if I do that, then maybe I'll be able. But in the situation I'm in now, I can't be religious, can't do mitzvahs, can't do this. The Pasuk says, no, ubikashtem misham es Hashem lekecha. You have to seek out Hashem from there, from the hole that you're in, from the mud, when you're still in the mud. Misham daika. Mikol hamakoymoy shenidar sham beino akum, from all of those distant places that you've become distanced from Hashem, and you're among the goyim, among avodah zara and everything. Kamuvan sham beparsha, as it says there in the Chumash, in that where it has that pasuk. Al kein tzorich bevaday li zoher milios balchoy. Therefore, such a person has to be extremely careful not to get into debt. Shenimshach machma she'enoi mamin ve'enoi mistakil shegam bimeira yesh toiv. Which only, how does a person get into debt? Because they don't realize how good things are for them. They don't realize, they're not focusing on what they have. They're focusing on what they don't have. I don't have this and I need this and I need it now. That's what makes a person borrow. I must have this and I must have it now. Shemishom nimshochim kol ha'havois v'achoivois. That's the cause of all loans and all debts, Kanal. Mitzvah Hashem will continue the next year from here.